Time to have a look at the meeting in Devonport on Sunday night here on From the Stables, a 7-event card that kicks off at 6:16 p.m. Trainer Jeff Smith joins us on the line to have a chat about his runners at the program. How are you going, Jeff?
Not too bad, thanks, Duncan.
That's the way. Your stable's been going well. Let's see if that can continue in Devonport on Sunday. First runner from your stable is Mostly Spirit in the first race. Comes into this race off a last start fourth, and the barrier draw hasn't been too kind, drawing gate five here.
No, look, he gets terrible draws. He'll be in the money. Like, he's a nice little horse, but he just can't seem to draw one or two. So I think we're going to push him forward tomorrow night and see where he lobs in that field. He'll run some money, I reckon.
Righto, race number two. You've got two runners going around here. We talk about Mid-Air Meltdown. First of all, he's got a handy trailing draw barrier two on the second row and was a handy second here last time out when he was defeated 3 metres behind Wardan Star.
Yeah, no, I think he'll be all right tomorrow night. He's got a pretty good run. If he can stick to that spot where he ends up and don't get covered in, he'll get home pretty comfortable. So I reckon he can be in the money too.
He also got Devil of Tyne in that race, who was a winner here in Devonport going back four starts ago, where he was too good for Heidi Go Seek, and he's performed well since. He's run a place in there two starts back.
Yeah, look, he's drawn 11, I think. Tough run for him tomorrow, Sunday night. He's got to get a nice card into the race, and then he's got a nice spin his last 200 or 300, so we'll just see where he ends up.
Two runners in race three. Crispy Quick has come up with gate number two, gets into this race nicely with the concession claim for Hannah Van Dongen, and we've seen what he can do with his best form in Hobart last start.
Oh, he went super last time. I think he just got drove a bit upside down on at Carrick their last meeting, but yeah. Like, I think he can get out of the gate tomorrow night and he'll be in front across the line, I reckon.
North Star Lad, also from your stable in that race, draws to follow him out from the second row. He should strip fitter for two runs back this campaign.
Yeah, look, he's never come back as quite as good as he was when he went away, but he's getting there. I'm just hoping that he don't end up in the death tomorrow night, that's all.
Right, eh? Let's skip over now to race number four on the card. Roll On Jack comes up with gate two. He was placed in Hobart two starts ago before finishing down the track last time out.
Yeah, I think he's back to his best again. Like, he's drawn gate two, he's got heaps of gate speed. I reckon he can lead that race, and the same, I reckon he'll get close to getting across the line.
Tuxedo Max draws outside of the front row. He's probably just racing a little bit below his best of late in that race.
Yeah, we'll be going back on him tomorrow night. Five's a bit tough out of Devonport, so we'll just try and get a cart into the race with him.
Right, and your last runner from your stable is in race six, Laid Back Kenny. He was awesome winning down here a few starts ago, and he ran third on the track last time out. He wasn't a bad run. He had a poor draw, ended up a long way back, and was forced to go very wide over the concluding stages.
Yeah, look, I don't know what's happened to that horse. He's just improved out of sight, and I still reckon he's got a nine draw on Sunday night. And I reckon he'll be knocking on the door, going home. He's one of the best horses I've got in the stable at the moment, like quickest around my track, so he's going pretty good.
That's a fair rap, because your team's going great guns of late. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is on Sunday night?
Look, I've got two, I reckon. Crispy Quick and Ray Back Kenny. Well, they'll get me home, I reckon.
Right, race three, number two. And a Laid Back Kenny's race six, number nine. Jeff, appreciate the insight into your runners in Devonport on Sunday night. And I wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks very much, Duncan. Bye.